Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. With me in the studio is Zhang Gao. He is the Trustees Distinguished Professor of Music at the University of Delaware. He's the director of the UD Master Players Concert Series. He's a celebrated performer and soloist and also a concert producer. And he is a recipient of the Delaware Governor's Awards for the Arts in 2014. Welcome, Zhang, to Delaware State of the Arts.
Thank you. Hi, Kristen. How are you?
Great, great. It's wonderful to have you talk with us today.
It's a pleasure.
And I'd like to, we sort of touched on some of the many things you do. I know you're so busy. You're composing, you're performing, you're teaching. So why don't you talk a little bit about what's taking up the most of your time right now and what you're up to?
Right now there are a few things going on. I'm teaching full time at a university, and I perform internationally. Just returned from an Asia tour, 2-week Asia tour with my crossover duet, Six Wire. We made our Hong Kong City Hall debut, and upon arrival, I started composing for some new composition that will be premiered in March, and meeting with artists of many different disciplines, and producing, organizing a concert this coming Saturday, to celebrate the holidays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and you talk about working with artists of many disciplines, and you really enjoy doing that, don't you?
Yeah, I'm proud to be busy performing and directing and creating music performances of many different styles. And I'm also a big believer in transforming the way classical music is presented. So most of my productions, either I'm performing in or I'm producing, are unconventional, if you will.
Uh-huh. And so what are these different elements that you're bringing in?
For example, for this coming spring, I'm producing a concert called Six Wire Around the World, collaborating with artists from 5 different continents. We're talking performing musicians, theater actors, visual artists, lighting designers, acoustic installation artists, and conceptual artists, and painters, poets, you name it. So we do a lot of interdisciplinary collaboration, and the creative process is very challenging but a lot of fun. Then for the audience is an unbelievable experience to deeply understand what music means to us performers.
Oh, yes. Now, I bet it is. It's sort of a multi-sensory kind of experience.
Absolutely. That's the current century. If you look at, every profession, medicine, travel and music and education, it's a great time in history.
Let's back up a little bit to let's find out a little bit more about your background and where you're from and when you came to the U.S.
Yes, I was born and raised in Beijing, China, the capital of the Middle Kingdom. Studied violin because both my parents are violinists, so it was sort of a good option. And then went to the Central Conservatory of Music boarding school, and then at age 18 I came to Ann Arbor, Michigan, to study at the University of Michigan. And then during sophomore year, I signed a contract with an agent called Columbia Artists at the time, which was a major artist management, and started solo career of mine, performing with different orchestras, different conductors, and recitals. And in 2001, I joined the faculty at the University of Delaware, and my first day of teaching was 9/11, unforgettable.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So there's a lot of drama. And I've been here for 15 years, and I've been very fortunate to work with great faculty members here and the wonderful administration, and it really has been a great ride.
And so what attracted you to come to the university and to come to Delaware?
Quite a few things, actually. At the time, I was looking for a teaching position. I wanted to teach, and my wife also wanted to teach. She's a faculty member at the university. teaching Chinese language and also linguistic courses. She's a linguist by training. And so at the time, we looked at a few schools that I interviewed at three schools, and they were really strong in many different ways. And I enjoyed the general area. I love to be close to New York City, my favorite city in the world. I like the mild weather after many years of Midwest. And but you know, honestly, I like the energy. I like to build. At the time, the president of the university, Dr. Dave Rozelle, was very interested in having a more established string program, orchestral program. And I was invited to come to build the program, and I enjoyed that. And I was also given the opportunity to run a concert series, which is a labor of love for me. I had done that before I came to Delaware. And then I love the football helmet design, which is Michigan design. So blue and gold, a little bit related to my alma mater. So a lot of good things. And then soon after I arrived, and the university showed its strong support of my career by purchasing a rare Italian violin made by G.B. Cerruti, possibly the best Cerruti violin in the world, and in better shape than many of the Strat and Guarneri's have played.
Wow.
So it's an amazing investment to showcase the University of Delaware's commitment to excellence in the arts. So I benefit from it, and then I perform internationally with this great treasure. And so, and just really, I've been very fortunate and to be surrounded by good music, and really to have my life filled by music.
Great. And what a great contribution you've made here to the music scene in Delaware as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I try. And I'm also grateful to you know, by looking back, I have to say I'm grateful to the talented young musicians I've had the privilege to work with. These students of mine, and many of them now professional performers, they inspire me and remind me why I'm still breathing in music. So it's wonderful.
Great. Well, let's talk a little bit more about that special violin. Does each instrument sort of have its own personality?
Yeah. Many people ask me, why do these Italian instruments cost so much? They're very expensive, you know. I often talk about a few aspects. One, this sort of part of history of Cremona violin making period is a very fascinating time that the craftsmanship of violin making all of a sudden reached a new height. And then and you know, before that and after that, we didn't have so many great makers in the same town and making great instruments. But that's not even nearly the important aspect. To me, if you're drinking a 20-year-old wine, you're experiencing history. You know, you're feeling privileged.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear a 200-year-old violin that once was played by, you know, the great masters of Europe, you know, premiering the Beethoven violin concerto, you're repeating history. You're hearing incredible things that traveled through time, through history. And, you know, you have a piece of painting hanging on your wall you can enjoy, but this is something that's so alive. And I think that type of history repeating capability is priceless. Two, we violinists believe there are ghosts living inside these great violins. You know, who knows who played the Cerruti 150 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
And they inspire us to keep passing on to the next generation of this wonderful tradition. And the other thing is the investment value of great instruments. I mean, during the two world wars, the only investment in the world that didn't devalue were the violins. You know, stock market, gold, everything went down dramatically. The violins actually remained they didn't increase, but they stayed the same price range, which is pretty rare and amazing. And I think it's good. It's really good to see schools like the University of Delaware that that still treasures these important aspects of human heritage and world culture. So I'm also very fortunate to benefit from this. You got to hear the instrument. It has a great lower register. When I was auditioning, more than 50 instruments brought to Newark, Delaware by many world-renowned violin dealers, I was looking for an instrument that had a personality, that had a deep, dark sound in the lower half, because you know this, as a violinist, when I play with orchestras, I have no problem projecting the higher notes, because, you know, I'm the melodic instrument, I can play so high, but it's the lower strings that are usually buried by the sound of cello section, viola section. So I always wanted something that can really cut through the orchestral volume, and then so then I could really communicate with the audience, even if they were sitting second balcony, last row. Mm. And this instrument has that power, and it's a great choice. And I mean, it's not my, it's for me to use during my tenure at university, but it will stay here and then it will continue to inspire the younger generation of Americans.
Right. Yep. Well, that's great. And I'm sure, you know, the experience that you're having with it will also live on then and you know, inspire the next person as well.
I hope so. So. Right. Have you heard the instrument before?
I have. Heard you with it a couple times. So it's always an exciting show. I know that.
Thank you. The next time I will play it in the area will be March 12th with the Six Wire Project. That's the new music production, world music production, that I will be performing the Cheruti violin at the University of Delaware's Mitchell Hall.
Well, right now, I'd like to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today, I'm talking with Zheng Gao. He is the Trustees Distinguished Professor of Music at the University of Delaware. He's the director of the UD Master Players Concert Series. He's a celebrated soloist, performer, and producer as well. And in 2014, he won the Delaware Governor's Awards for the Arts. So we've just been talking about some of the performances. He's got an upcoming one at University of Delaware. And Zheng, I'd like to talk a little bit more about the Master Players Concert Series and what else you've got planned.
Sure. The series actually was established about 11 years ago. And it's been going so well, and this is the season we start to expand. And that's part of the reason that our audience today is hearing what I'm talking about, because we're really hoping to bring the communities around the greater Wilmington area to our series, to the beautiful campus of University of Delaware. I have to say this, we have a core focus on education, you know, this concert series. We want to inspire the music lovers. We want to inform the next generation of Americans. We bring world-class ensembles, soloists, and different productions to the University of Delaware. And right now, many people outside of Newark don't really know enough about the series. It's a world-class series, and we are planning some great musical events to really showcase our commitment. And then, for example, this year we just finished our season opening with great chamber music, and then the upcoming concert in December is a Holiday Pops concert featuring the UD Chorale, which is an ensemble that has won so many international major choir awards, and then also the Christmas cartoon, Christmas Trio, very popular local trio. They will be jamming up holiday tunes to really kick off the holiday spirit. It's a very popular concert. It's on December the 5th at 3 p.m. By the way, we decided early this season to change all of our concert time to weekend afternoons. So then, you know, if you live in Wilmington, you don't have to worry about traffic. You know how that is, you know, moving to New York. And then if you have family members, you know, younger kids and parents, you don't have to worry about driving at night and late evenings.
Right.
And that's our way to really reach out to family audience, also audience from afar. And the holiday concert last year, we featured a very popular Canadian brass. It was sold out, and then we think it will be sold out very soon. So I hope if you're out there listening, everybody, please get your ticket. yeah, you could call the box office at 302-831-2204, and that's where you could get tickets. Our website is also very easy to remember. It's masterplayers.udell.edu. But anyways, and then following that, we're going to the spring. We have actually the best brass band in the world coming. And I hate to say this because it sounds a little bit, you know, pushing it, but they have the Corrie Band from Wales has won so many gold medals, World Series, and then you know, European brass competition and British competitions. They have won almost every title in the world, and they're traveling to the United States for the first time in 40 years. It's a very significant tour, and we're very honored at the Master Players to be included by the Corrie Band to host them for this concert on Valentine's Day, Sunday, February the 14th at 5:30 p.m. Again, afternoon concert. And they're actually playing a Star Wars-themed concert. And then, you know, it's very hard to find a guy thing on Valentine's Day, right? So this is a great opportunity if you want to celebrate this great holiday and hear the best band in the world come to our series. And then in March on the 12th, Saturday again at 5:30 p.m., my Six Wire Ensemble will be performing this world concert called Six Wire Around the World, featuring artists from all five continents. And I would love to talk about that concert because that's going to be the highlight of our entire season. And I'm also in charge and also involved as a composer and producer. And then in April, Saturday, April the 16th at 5:30 p.m., again, afternoon concert for family audience, we're presenting a concert opera of The Magic Flute by Mozart. And this production, again, is very creative, very family-friendly, with eight opera singers on stage with an orchestra behind them, and directed by the legendary opera sensation Martin Katz, who is a director, producer, and vocal coach. He's played with all the biggest names in vocal music all through his life. He's coming to work with our production. And then we have a visual element designed by professionals for this production. We also have a theater actor to tell the story. So it's very interactive and children-friendly. So if you look at our website, masterplayers.udell.edu, you can learn a lot more about our productions, our unconventional concert presentations. And really, my dream is to use the best way to communicate with audience of all walks of life to tell them why music gives me the goosebump effect every single time I play it. So I want them to understand.
That's great. Well, yeah, it sounds like a really exciting season, and I think everyone should check out your website.
Thank you. And, you know, the other thing about Master Players is we are located on a beautiful and safe campus. Parking is very, very easy. And Newark is becoming a really happening place. Mm-hmm. Great restaurants are opening up. You know, it's youthful. There's a lot of young people here and gorgeous garden-looking campus. I think that's why a lot of campus-based concert series in the United States are doing so well, regardless of the economy. So we're really fortunate. And then I would like people who love music, who love performing arts, to come check it out. And we don't just present classical music. We present jazz and musical theater, world music, dance, and all sorts of orchestral and chamber music. So I think it's a great opportunity for people to take advantage of. And we also have an advisory council led by many local community business and academic leaders who believe in high quality professional presentation of music. So we're expanding with a lot of support, which is also fascinating and fabulous.
Great, great.
Thank you.
And I know, I mean, you perform all over the world, and you can be found in Newark. And also, the last time I saw you happened to be in the city of Dover at the Dover Public Library.
Yes.
And so, I mean, I think speaks to your interest in really getting music out to everyone, no matter what size the community is. Is that something you believe in?
Absolutely. And as I said, I'm an educator. Then the concert series itself has a core focus on education. And to me, I believe in bringing music free of charge to the underserved communities. And there's so much that we can do, and we're trying a lot. This season, for example, we're bringing music to 15 different community partner venues. And this is funded by the Master Players Concert Series and a prestigious grant that we received from Chamber Music America in New York City.
Mm.
They saw my passion, they saw my vision, and then decided to fund this. What it is it's called a community outreach program of Master Players featuring the Six Wire Ensemble, which is the ensemble in residence for the University of Delaware. We go to schools, hospitals, senior centers, and community centers, libraries, to bring free music, chamber music, new music, to these really underserved and sometimes underprivileged communities.
Mm-hmm.
For example, we went to Bayer Middle School in downtown Wilmington just 3 days ago. We performed a free concert for the kids, and the teacher was very, very happy. And we were so inspired to have this opportunity to share what we love with the kids who would not otherwise have the opportunity to hear this type of music. We just finished our SHU middle school performance this morning. We're going to New York High School tomorrow. And this, it's our way to really to bring people together. I mean, if you ask me, Kristen, seriously, the world today can use a lot more music.
Right.
And I believe in the power of live music. And people are always being judged by a lot of unfortunate facts, but I think in music we're all the same. We can really communicate. There's no language barrier. There's no cultural barrier, and people can truly reach out and connect.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is why I play music. It's not about entertainment. It's not about the moment of performing and being famous. Is that, you know, my favorite moments are never on stage. To be honest, my favorite moments are playing for my friends. You know, playing, you know, for a funeral, for a friend's wedding, and working with the kids,
mm-hmm.
and seeing the look on their faces. That to me is why I play music. And then also my other passion is to bringing new music and Chinese culture and Chinese
mm-hmm.
music to America, and then with the hope to play a small part to help the U.S.-China relations. And because, I call China my mother country that gave birth to me and raised me until I was 18, and then U.S. my father country that helped me to grow and give me great opportunities and a platform to express myself and the family. So Six Wire is one of the projects that reflects that part of my passion.
Great. Those are some great thoughts to end with. I'm afraid we're out of time, but it was wonderful to have you. I've just been speaking with Jean Gao. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you this Saturday at the concert series.